Trustee Meeting, Sunday, 1st April 1990. Children of the New Dawn, this is how I have referred to all our regular group members and to those who attended the daily afternoon meetings in the Oak Room of Haile during my annual week at the Buddhist summer schools. And this is how I regard so many individuals and groups seriously and practically interested in promoting human welfare and well-being so that the destiny of mankind may be happily fulfilled. There are such persons scattered in the world. In Europe, in Britain, Germany, France, Holland, and Italy. In Asia, in Japan, India, Sri Lanka, Iran, Thailand, Burma, Tibet, China, and parts of the USSR. In South Africa and in Egypt. In North America, in the USA, Canada, and a large number in California. Over 400 students have applied for the coming spring term course to study holistic consciousness under Professor King's guidance and tuition. I have chosen the phrase Children of the New Dawn because there is a steadily growing number of persons who see clearly that innumerable millions of people have been the slavish dupes and prisoners of their lust for pleasure, for power and possessions, and for sex, thus eradicating pure love and right wisdom, and hence spreading discord, disease, and destruction, and a deplorable loss of truly human happiness and fruition. Seeing all this, this small but steadily growing number of persons are repenting, which means turning away from, as the literal meaning of the word repent, turning away from the old, decrepit, and dying way of life prevailing at present, mercilessly pushed on by the millennial insensitivity and ignorance and folly of a subhuman and all too often inhuman animal species, ironically called Homo sapiens. It might be easier to find a needle in a haystack than sapiens in man. It rests with us to clean up the worldwide Augean stables, a truly Herculean task. Cleaning the Augean stables was the seventh of the 12 labors set on Hercules by Eurystheus, who was made master of the Peloponnesus by Hera, the wife of Zeus, the lord of Olympus, although Zeus himself had intended it for Heracles, a son of Zeus, by the human lady Alcmene. How did Heracles clean the stables? A task no ordinary human had the strength to perform. But Heracles, being the son of the all-powerful Zeus, king of heaven, turned the course of the river flowing nearby so that the irresistible rush of water swept the stables clean. Like Heracles, each one of us has the power of transcendence embodied in oneself. Call upon that transcendence within you. Mark well, within you, and turn the tide of eternal life to flow constantly through your whole psychophysical organism, your existential being, which is the temple of the divine. If any one of us does this, it will affect all mankind to do so, because each one of us is intimately interrelated and interactive with the whole human race, and indeed with the entire cosmos. Of course, the question which immediately arises is, how do I do this? I mentioned earlier pure love and right wisdom. What are they? Pure love is love which is unpossessive and undemanding. Thus, it leaves the object of love completely free, free to be its own unique self. Right wisdom is to observe anything and everything without any reaction whatsoever for or against the observed. Thus, we never interfere with the inevitable and the natural. Such is the love and wisdom of transcendence itself. When we are wise and loving in that way, we have perfect understanding, and therefore we can respond, not react, rightly. Thus we usher in the new dawn, and we are verily the children of the new dawn. And so shall we know, whilst living bodily, the bliss of pure and universal, impersonal love, and the perfect peace and freedom of creative mind.